come tumbling down.
How do? This is Bob Nolan and all the Sons of the Pioneers. Out west, you never mind the rain because there's always a rainbow. And friends, you've never really seen a rainbow till you've seen one out west. Here's one we'll try to tell you about in song.
There's a rainbow over the rain, and the skies are blue again. The rolling thunder thrills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain. Hear the cowboys, U-P-I-O, while the doggies mill and low. The sun is riding high in the prairie sky. There's a rainbow over the rain. I've been told there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow lane. But I found that trail, just a magic trail, that's born in the sun and rain. It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The rolling thunder spills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain. There's a rainbow over the bay.
Pretty as a picture, with a pot of gold on both ends.
Bob, do you really believe there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow?
Why, sure, Foghorn. Out west, you're liable to find a whole gold mine.
That's an idea, you know. The only time I want to fly in an airplane is when I see a rainbow. Then I'd like to fly right up on top of it.
Right
well,
on top.
Well, now, you'd probably run into St. Peter when you got up at the top, Foghorn.
Oh, that'd be all right, Lloyd. Old St. Peter would say, Foghorn, get out of that airplane, fold your wings, and come right on in, boy.
That's right, Foggy, my boy. Come right on in. And now, what was it you wanted to see me about? What did you have on your mind?
Mm-hmm.
What was you going to say?
Mm-hmm. What was I going to say now? Let me see.
Now, brother, what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, brother, what you gonna do? What you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, brother, what you gonna do?
Gonna get me another brand new coat for to climb the golden stair.
Gonna get another coat for to climb the golden stair.
And another pair of brand new tight knit pants for to make me look so fair.
And another pair of pants for to make me look so fair.
Now, brother,
what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, brother, what you gonna do?
Pat, what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, Patrick, what you gonna do, huh?
Well, Bob, I'm gonna ride right up to them pearly gates, and I'm gonna say, step aside, Mr. St. Peter. Cause here it comes. Just taking my time.
Taking his time. He's a lazy rambling, rolling, gambling, nosing son of a gun.
Oh, the time has come and I must go for to join the heavenly band.
Oh, the time has come for to join the heavenly band.
So I pack my duds in a goodbye bag, gonna head for the promised land.
So I pack my duds and head for the promised land.
Now, brother,
what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, brother, what you gonna do?
You, what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, Huey, what you gonna do?
Well, Bob, when I get there, if and I do get there, I'll just step right up and I'll say, Mr. St. Peter, being the corn-fed country boy that I am, I'll just work that low 40 for you, cause I love the prairie country. Give me the prairie country. I'll take the prairie country. You can have the
look my best, my velvet best, when I'm riding my old gray mare.
Oh, look my best when I'm riding my old gray mare.
If the stairs don't drop when I reach the top, I'm going to bow to the angels there.
If the stairs don't drop, I'll bow to the angels there.
Now, brother,
what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, brother, what you gonna do?
Carl, what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, Carl, what you gonna do, huh?
Well, Bob, I'm a man of few words, and I think St. Peter will understand when I...
There's Peter now with a worried brow, just checking his list away.
There's Peter now just checking his list away.
Here go right through Peter, how to do, and how are you today?
Here go right through Peter, how are you today? Now, brother, what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, brother? What you gonna do?
Bob, what you gonna say to Peter when you get there? What you gonna tell him, Bob? What you gonna do?
Well, I'll tell you, Pat. I'm gonna flank myself with Lloyd and Tim on either side of me. And three abreast, we just gonna march right in, because we're
rolling home with a howdy-do and a hallelujah. We're heading for the home corral.
We're heading for the home corral.
We're heading for the home corral with a howdy-do and a hallelujah. We're heading for the home corral.
And now, a message from our sponsor. It's a song I've written to the prairie country. Lloyd likes it and thinks you might too. It's called simply The Song of the Prairie.
I've heard the song of a prairie dove. I've heard a coyote wail. I've heard the beat of his tired feet as he stole down a moonlit trail into the night, calling his mate, calling but all in vain, till the wind that sighs and the prairie skies were filled with a sad refrain. Prairie garden of purple hue, covered by heaven's blue, making my worries few, I'm glad to be here with you. Singing a song, moon just like a maiden fair, stardust is scattered there over your golden hair, its beauty beyond compare. Singing a song. Beneath the sky begins to sing, till your very soul will ring with the longing that they bring in their sighing, crying song. Wind breath of an angel's sigh, sending your lonesome cry down from a midnight sky. Heaven is right close by, singing a song.
Thank you, Lloyd. Oh, you make a song really come to life.
Well, it's always a pleasure with a Bob Nolan song. You write mighty fine lyrics, Bob, and melodies just as sweet as they come.
Yeah, man, as sweet as a watermelon, Bob.
And why would you say as sweet as a watermelon, Foghorn? Does that by chance have anything to do with your song title?
You guessed it, Bob.
Oh,
and the name
brother.
Of it is The air and the water are always free, they used to tell me in school. But when I swipe watermelons for free, they tan my pants with a rouge.
And now, before our special song, a message from our sponsor. Back at the turn of the century, the minstrel shows used to feature a song to the end man's dusky light of love. It was a great song then in the minstrel shows, and it's still a great song for harmony. The Pioneers Quartet presents The Yellow Rose of Texas.
There's a yellow rose in Texas, I'm going there to see. No other fella knows her, nobody, only me. She cried so when I left her, it nearly broke her heart. And if we ever meet again, we never more shall part.
She's the sweetest rose of color the Southland ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your dearest mate, sing a Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas beats the bells of Tennessee.
This is Bob Nolan signing off for all the sons of the pioneers.
Bye now. Hasta la vista.
See you later.
Adios, amigo.
Be with us again, won't you? So long now. This is Bob Nolan and all the sons of the pioneers. You know, old Pat Brady here lies awake nights trying to figure out songs that will please our listeners. As a matter of fact, whether awake or asleep, Pat Brady still lies.
Hey there, now,
so here he is, and the truth ain't in him.
I never brag, but my temperament's frightening. I'm just a little bit wild.
Don't you listen to
him. I cut my teeth on a hunk of chain lightning. I'm Mother Nature's problem child.
It's a lie.
It's a truth, so help me.
It's a lie.
It's a fact, says I.
He's a tall tail spinner and a first class spinner, and the thing he does best is lie.
Says who?
Says me.
It's a truth.
Says who?
Says me.
It's a lie.
Oh, hen's teeth. I cleared the way through the Indian country, and I made set and bull stand.
Don't you listen to him.
I cut a club from a sycamore gum tree, then played tag with Geronimo's band.
It's a lie.
It's a truth, so help me.
It's a lie.
It's a fact, says I.
He's a tall tail spinner and a first prize winner, and the thing he does best is lie.
Says who?
Says me.
It's a truth.
Says who?
Says me.
It's a lie.
Ah, shuckins. I led the troops at the Bunker Hill battle in the charge of the Light Brigade.
Don't you listen to him.
They shot my horse, but I took my saddle and I finished on the back of a renegade.
It's a lie.
It's a truth, so help me.
It's a lie.
It's a fact, says I.
He's a tall tail spinner and a first class winner, and the thing he does best is lie.
Says who?
Says me.
It's a truth.
Says who?
Says me.
And the thing he does best is lie.
Ananias in person. Yeah. That you're a whopper teller.
Well, not always, Bob. Sometimes I tell a whopper, but lots of times I find two or three little tiny fibs. Well, yeah.
You know, when Pat Brady was a little baby, they put rubber pants on him, and he's been stretching things ever since.
That explains it. Well, we better get back to the truth, friends. Here's the facts of the case. There's the Rocky Road in the Rockies, and the Pioneer Trio are going to sing you all about it.
There's a rocky road in the Rockies, a pathway to heaven it seems, and that rocky road in the Rockies leads to a valley of dreams. My summer wind comes a winging, then I'm feeling so alone. There's a melody softly singing, bringing me memories of home. There's a rocky road in the Rockies, a pathway to heaven it seems, and that rocky road in the Rockies leads to a valley of dreams. My heart
now, a message from our sponsor. Nihani is the song of an Indian princess, Princess Clearwater. Many years ago, she lived beside the lake, and legend has it that she still lives on, her voice echoing in the rippling waves. Nihani.
Here I know lived the fairest Indian maid, daughter of a chieftain brave. Here beside the lake she stayed. Far and near the waters clear blessed her from their deep domain, blessed her with his lovely name. Nehani, it must be she. Heaven's daughter, for her eyes and the skies form the lake's blue water. Sunlight plays dancing rays while the ripples bless her. On the shore evermore where the waves caress her. Shimmering shoal, the shallow waters clear, echo to her lovely voice as she is drawing near. See her smile all the while, for the sunbeams taught her to be gay all the way, Nehani, clear water.
Nehani, thank you, Lord. That was very nice.
Thanks to you, Bob. I think that's just about the most beautiful song you've ever written.
Do you really, Lord?
Of course, I like Cool Water and Tumbling Tumbleweeds. And
It's a Lie.
Oh, yeah. Pat Brady means, of course, the song of the same title, which he sang.
Yeah, It's a Lie. I mean, it's a truth.
Oh, no, you mean It's a Lie.
That guy lies so much, I don't think he could stand up straight if he wanted. That reminds me of my song title. The name of it is Pat Brady Should Wear a Mustache. On him, it wouldn't look wrong. He needs some whiskers on that ugly face. He's been a barefaced liar too long.
Song of the West will be Moonlight Melody. But first, this message from our sponsor. Thank you. Twilight in the west brings the open campfire and the range voices joined in song. Over the hills to the east comes the moon, flooding the scene with highlights of blue. Blue melody, blue moonlight. A moonlight melody to the blue of night.
Moonlight melody. Their courage and their tears on the trail.
On the trail. Oh, my melody.
This is Bob Nolan signing off for all the sons of the pioneers.
Bye now. See you later.
Adios, amigo.
Be with us again, won't you? So long now.